Johnny Mac with your daily comedy news. Aaron Rodgers caught a lot of flack for being unvaccinated. How about Joe Flacco of the New York Jets? Jimmy Kimmel said that Flacco revealed that he, too, is unvaccinated. He told the media he doesn't want to get into his reasoning because it would be a distraction to the team. And the most important thing is to focus on going out there and losing football games. Kimmel, of course, the main difference between this and Aaron Rodgers is Aaron Rodgers led everyone to believe he was vaccinated. And also, no one cares about Joe Flacco. Seth Meyers. Flacco said he's not vaccinated against the coronavirus and said he has his reasons. I mean, he's a backup quarterback on the Jets. I assume his reason is that he's ready to die. Seth, that's right. New York Jets quarterback Joe Flacco announced he's not vaccinated. But don't worry about his teammates. It's rare for the Jets to catch anything. So good. Bill Burr was on Jimmy Kimmel last week. He talked about Star Wars fans because Bill Burr's on The Mandalorian. Burr said, it's been interesting to go into that world because, you know, those fans are just as rabid as sports fans, but their vibe is totally different. Star Wars fans are like, hey, wow, I really liked you in that episode. They're all like respectful and stuff. And then I know it's a sports fan because I'll be walking down the street with my wife and they'll say, hey, Billy Bitch, hey, the bets suck. And I'll be like, hey, thank you. Thanks for listening to the podcast. The Star Wars people can be a little creepy. Like, they seem like be in your bushes, possibly, where a sports fan would just be urinating on your bushes. The Star Wars fan would be trying to think, I don't know, he held the baby Yoda. I need to see what his living room looks like. AskMen.com caught up with Theo Von, who is sneaky popular, his podcast always near the top of the comedy charts. Theo is bouncing between LA and Nashville, these days prefers Tennessee, saying the government's a little rickety out there in California, so I'd rather keep my money to myself, or if they have state taxes in Tennessee, maybe contribute to them there. As for his origin story in comedy, Theo Von said, I think I didn't want commitment, and comedy is a great job if you don't really want commitment. You travel a lot, you don't really have a 9-to-5, you can work when you feel like it, but you have to work a lot. I didn't realize it at the time, but I just wanted my own thing. I wanted to be free of any real ownership or working for a company, and I think comedy has provided those things. When I was younger, I just liked making people laugh. Who doesn't like making people laugh? I didn't know I was somebody who could really do it, but eventually you get a little bit older and you're like, no one's really good with it, so I guess I'll do it. Ask Men said, would you say the start of your podcast was the next evolution of you leaning into that voice? Theo, well, there were no opportunities in Hollywood. They quit doing a lot of middle America. I'm not even a country guy. I'm just rural America. Our family wasn't real redneck. We didn't subscribe to any real group. They say everybody's welcome out here, but then you get out there, and if you look a little bit of a way or sound a little bit of a way, I felt very unwelcomed a lot of times in entertainment. So I just started making my own entertainment. It's been a blessing. I feel really fortunate now to have my own space where I don't have to do a lot of stuff. I've just always been protective of my voice. And if I did stand up, that was one place you could really protect your voice. That's all there was. But even stand-up is very filtered these days. There's a lot of great comics who will never get their stuff out there because the few powers that be are the same person. I'm grateful that the group is so narrow-minded because it's allowed the rest of us to create our own Hollywood that's really serving a lot of us well. I think it's always been that way. Something gets so tapered down and then people leave to find a new America. It's the same way with podcasting. Ask Men brought up the Dave Chappelle controversy because we're going to mention Dave Chappelle every day on the podcast. There's a delicate line you must not cross when speaking on certain topics when under the banner of comedy. Would you say anything should be accessible, Theo Von? Theo Von said, you would think so. And certain people still can. If you're white, you wouldn't be allowed to say the things Dave said. It's just different. But that's the cool thing about these days and the cool thing about cryptocurrency and all that type of stuff. Podcasting was just entertainment cryptocurrency. We needed these different channels. We needed these different coins. You look at some of the biggest sellers in the world right now and a lot of people who are doing really well with touring and reaching fans. I feel like it's a lot of podcasts. Ask Men says, you were one of the first people to put up video bits from your podcast on Instagram. It seemed like a wave of others followed suit. Theo, I don't even know where that wave caught, but I've had a great producer at times who's helped. It's funny, you work so hard at comedy for 15 years, and then people come see you because of podcasting. Some people come to the show, and they think it's just going to be a podcast. They have no idea about stand-up sometimes. It's just a neat universe to be in. Once you get onto one podcast, you kind of jump from one to the other. I don't know how I got let into this little world, but I feel lucky I ended up in it. It's crazy I could put something out and that by the end of the day, 140,000 people have seen it. It really blows my mind. From Vulture, Weird Al became headline news when he took to Twitter to clarify that he did not release a Kid Rock parody song. The singer tweeted, "That's not me. That's actually Kid Rock." Kid Rock released a music video for a complicated song titled Don't Tell Me How to Live, featuring Monster Truck. Once you realize it's sincere and scream, I can't watch this. It's too late. He's already rhymed sideways, my way, and highway. There's also plenty of green screen graphics and CGI flames that'll make you wish we lived in an Amish paradise. Kid Rock flies on a kid rocket shaped like a middle finger and wears a shirt that says social media sucks. Who else would perform this way besides Weird Al on a parody track? Maybe if it was written as a truck driving song, it would make more sense. Kid Rock, who's probably keeping his poker face on, has yet to respond to Weird Al's roast. Rock hopefully won't be too mad. After all, Weird Al was only kidding. From the Hollywood Reporter, DC League of Super Pets. Dwayne The Rock Johnson stars as Crypto, the pet and sidekick of Superman. But I'm bringing this up because the rest of the voices, comedians. Kevin Hart, Kate McKinnon, John Krasinski, I believe he's Superman, Vanessa Bayer, Natasha Lyonne, Diego Luna, Thomas Middleditch, Ben Schwartz, and Keanu Reeves, also voice star. DC League of Super Pets opens May 20th, 2022. Bob Saget says, the whole world has become a UFC match and I'm sick of it. I'm just trying to entertain people. My audience for stand-up goes from 18 with a fake ID to pretty much close to death. I get people who just want to go out and laugh like they used to when they would go to Vegas. Maria Bamford will be touring the UK, just four cities. Next year, she'll be in Glasgow, Birmingham, Manchester, and London. She'll be there in April. MacGruber returns to Peacock December 16th. The series picks up 10 years later, and America's ultimate hero and uber patriot MacGruber has been rotting away in prison. Upon his release, he's tasked with the mission to take down a mysterious villain from his past, Brigadier Commander Enos Queeth. With the entire world in the crosshairs, MacGruber must reassemble his old team, Vicky St. Elmo and Dixon Piper, in order to defeat the forces of evil. And from Chortle, Aisling Bea will appear in Doctor Who's New Year's special. She will play Sarah, who runs a storage company called Elf, which gets a visit from Nick every New Year's Eve. Today's Daily Comedy News is brought to you by Rico on the Man. These days, everyone and their cat has a podcast about the entertainment industry, but few shows have as much fun doing it as Rico on the Man with Rob Traegler and Peter Martino with a T. You know, I was looking back at their back catalog, September 24th episode, Rob and Peter Martino with a T welcomed legendary comedian Jackie the Joke Man Martling. I know Jackie reasonably well. You know, we're not best friends. We don't hang out on the weekends, but I've had many a conversation with Jackie. Good guy. So I was excited to find that episode in the back catalog of Rico and the Man. I have shared it on my Good Pods feed. On Good Pods, I'm at Johnny Mac. September 24th, Robin Peter with Jackie the Joke Man. I was also looking at their back catalog. They talk about a lot of things that I'm into. You know, if you look at October 23rd, Many Saints of Newark, Ted Lasso, and Dave Chappelle, right in my wheelhouse. A lot of Marvel talk. New Jersey meets California in this bi-coastal hilarious show where two old college buddies take shots at all things entertainment. Rico and the Man is a laugh-out-loud look at Hollywood's past, present, troubling future with special guest trivia, listener feedback, and comedy bits. The No Holds Barred podcast is the perfect distraction from your everyday troubles. New episodes every week. Rob and Peter invite you to laugh along as they praise, pummel, and pick apart show business. Rico and the Man with Rob Traegler and Peter Martino with a T is available wherever you listen to podcasts. Penn Live caught up with John Cleese, and they asked John, do you find it hard to be funny these days, either because of all the terrible things going on in the world, or as a lot of satirists say, it's hard to satirize reality these days because everything is so absurd? John Cleese said, these are all absolutely true. It's absolutely true, but my feeling is we might as well. I've been depressed about the world. How can you not be depressed about what's going on? But it's never been a very nice place, you know? Someone once said that the history of the world is the history of crime. So far as my own experience is concerned, because I do theater shows, people don't buy tickets for me if they hate me, so they're pre-selected to like me. I have no trouble with the wokeries, but I do think it's pretty harmful because it's based on a misunderstanding of why people laugh. The lovely thing about a really humorous atmosphere is that people can't pretend they're particularly important. You can't pull it off in that kind of atmosphere. It's very leveling. It's a democratizing force. His tour is called Why There Is No Hope. John said, I'm pointing out how hopeless it is. I'm pointing out that in the 90s, there was a doctor strike that lasted 2 or 3 months, and the death rate went down. Now that strikes me as terribly funny. There's a lot of stuff like that out there. One of my wives was an alcoholic, and I got to know a bit about Alcoholics Anonymous. They have a serenity prayer. Give me the courage to change what I can, the patience to put up with what I can't change, and finally the wisdom to know the difference. What I'm saying is, look at all the nonsense. We can't control any of this, but that doesn't mean that we can't have thoroughly good, enjoyable, worthwhile lives within the context of this madhouse that we all live in. And then Penn Live had an unexpected question, which was, is it true there's a species of lemur named after you? John Cleese, yes, I was very close with some people in a conservation zoo on the island of Jersey in England. They asked me if I would go do a very interesting program in Madagascar. There were some lemurs that had been bred in captivity and they released them into the wild. They wanted to know if they were interbreeding with the ones in Madagascar. I went off and made a program about it. And I just like the little creatures. They're not very bright, but they're very, very sweet. And a lovely Swiss guy said he discovered a new species of lemur, and could it be named after me? I've never been so flattered in my life. So there's a lemur on a particular lake called Cleese's Woolly Lemur. I haven't been to see one yet. And let's pop on over to Gossip Corner. Joe Coy talked about his new love, Chelsea Handler. They'd been friends for years. And then last year, Chelsea was performing at the Mirage in Las Vegas, and Joe Coy said, I was looking at her different. Don't get me wrong. I've always had a crush on Chelsea, but that night, I realized that I really love this woman. She's so amazing, and I was feeling her vibe and energy as well. It went from hanging out to hanging out. It was just two friends hanging out, but for some reason, it couldn't end after just an hour. It could go on for 8 hours. It took several weeks before they kissed for the first time. And then they went off on separate vacations. Joe Coy took a previously scheduled 3-week family vacation in Hawaii. That sounds pretty sweet. Chelsea vacationed with her family on the mainland. Joe Coy said, we just couldn't stop FaceTiming each other and calling each other. The moment we came back, it was on. It was boyfriend and girlfriend, and it's not slowing down anytime soon. It's my dream. She's what I've always wanted, and I'm with her, and I love it. Joe let Chelsea decide when they were going to go public. She decided in September that the time had come. All of a sudden, out of the blue, there was a post. It said she was in love, and then it went all over the place, including on Gossip Corner. And then when she posted the picture of us kissing, that was in New York. That was big. Joe's also excited about his 18-year-old son, Joe Jr., who's touring with him. Coy describes his son as a comic in the making. There's something about this kid. He'd got this talent for humor. He loves to watch. He loves stand-up. And when he talks, he's pretty quick-witted. He hasn't said anything, but I have a feeling that pretty soon he's going to be on stage. I really feel it in my heart. He's so talented. I can see it coming real soon. And you know, when I become his opening act, that's going to be the happiest day in my life. That's going to be so sick. And that is your comedy news for today. Follow the show on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, Good Pods, wherever you get your shows. See you tomorrow.